Christian Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Therefore I Have Hope, 12 Truths That Comfort, Sustain, and Redeem in Tragedy, by Cameron Cole. Narrated by Al Kessel. Foreword. I wonder how I would respond if the worst thing I could imagine happened to me. Those were my thoughts, many years ago, that I expressed aloud to a small group as we studied the book of Job. As we read together that Job's initial response to the loss of everything he owned and nearly everyone he loved was that he arose and tore his robe and shaved his head and fell on the ground and worshipped, in Job chapter 1, verse 20, I wondered, how did he do that? As I read the words he uttered in his worship, naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked shall I return. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Verse 21, I wondered, how could he be so open-handed with what God had given to him? I couldn't help but wonder what my initial response to incredible loss would be if, and when, it came my way. I didn't think it would be worship, but I wanted it to be. 2 weeks later, I gave birth to a daughter we named Hope. On the second day of her life, we found out that her life would be very short and very difficult. I remember waking up the following morning and thinking to myself, I guess this is my chance. This is where I'm going to find out how I will respond when the worst thing I can imagine happens to me. Perhaps you've been there too, or find yourself there right now, wondering how you are going to respond to, as Cameron puts it in the chapters that follow, your worst. Or perhaps your life has been relatively sorrow-free, and you find yourself living with a nagging fear of the day when your worst happens to you. Perhaps you find yourself wondering what impact the inevitable losses and sorrows of this life will have on your happy life, your sense of self, your relationships, and your ability to trust in God. As I studied the book of Job during my daughter's brief life, I discovered that a key to Job's faithful response was the tight grip he had on what he knew to be true about God. He also admitted that his understanding of who God is and what God is doing in the world, especially in terms of suffering, was incredibly limited. It was his security in what he knew about God and his submission to what he didn't understand about God that enabled Job to be confident that when he has tried me, I shall come out as gold. Job chapter 23, verse 10. What is stunning to me, however, is how little revelation Job had to go on. He didn't have the writings of Moses, or the Psalms of David, or the promises of the prophets. He didn't have the record of God Himself entering into the suffering of this world that we have in the Gospels, or the application of gospel truths in the epistles, or the confident hope of suffering one day coming to an end that is provided in Revelation. But we do. We have so much more than Job had to help us endure difficult days.